It is that time to talk with the coach. He's in the Sweet 16 again, courtesy of their romp against Minnesota here in town about 22 hours ago. Time to head east to his old stomping grounds, Spokane. Welcome in, Coach Graves. A, congrats on the big win. And I'm imagining you're feeling pretty good about how your team is playing right now.
Yeah, well, thanks, Steve. Yeah, I am. I think we're hitting a nice little stride right here when you really want to be playing your best. And I thought this was a really fun weekend. I thought both games, even though they ended up being blowouts, I thought the fans were engaged and the level of play was good. And it was fun. It was a great weekend.
It was an awesome scene both nights. You know, you and I talked before the Pac-12 tournament. You said, you know, those opening game jitters, you don't know how a team's going to react, and you beat Colorado by 37. To start this tournament, you held Seattle to 6 first quarter points. Last night, you scored 30 first quarter points. Safe to say that your team does not have a problem staying focused and is ready to go when the bell sounds.
I think you're right on, Steve. I've just been impressed with how focused they've been right at the start of the game. I mean, they're locked in. You can tell. You know, I think we talked before about how, you know, there's sometimes a certain look that Sabrina gets in her eye, and I think she's kind of, you know, got the rest of the team feeling and looking the same. These guys are locked in right from the start, and I'm glad you mentioned the defense, because I think defensively we're on point right now. I think our kids are really getting after it, and they, you know, they're playing to the scout. They're playing hard, and especially that Seattle U game.
You know, we had every chance to just kind of go through the motions and things like that, but we were diving on the floor after loose balls, you know, in that first quarter. And I remember turning to my staff, going, "You guys, it's going to be a good night tonight," because you could tell they were just ready.
Yeah, you know, another thing that popped for me, you mentioned the Seattle game. You know, there are a lot of ways you can hurt a team, whether it's you score inside, outside drive, pick and roll, shooting can come and go. But I was making like a little mental chart that what you just said, your team probably got 75% of those 50-50 balls, you know. Yeah. They say defense travels, but so does effort. I mean, your team, they just play so hard.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And, you know, honestly, as a coach, that's the greatest compliment you can ever give a team, and their team, is that they play hard. And yeah, I think just right now they're just really engaged, and I think they're excited. They're having fun. You come to our practices still, and we're as loose as can be. You couldn't tell if we were a 2-seed or a 15-seed. And I just think that's kind of in our DNA. I think that's kind of who we are. But, you know, over the last 6 games, not including last night, 6 games prior, you know, we'd only been giving up 52 points a game. And 4 of those 6 games were against NCAA tournament teams. And then even last night, you know, Minnesota, third leading scoring team in the nation at 85 plus a game. And we ended up holding them to about 70-something. But the reality, you know, that second, third quarter, they were struggling to score. They got some cheap ones at the end, but yeah, our kids are really dialed in, Steve.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, on the way home, I heard Coach Campbell talking with Terry Johns. And, you know, they did score 22 points in that first quarter. You mentioned the defense, especially in the middle. It was a totally different team. But, you know, they're unique with their 4 guards, a bunch of 3-point shooters. Was there an adjustment? What did you tell your team, you know, coming out of the break for the second that changed?
Well, I don't think right from the start we told our kids no threes. We had to run them off the 3-point line and make them beat us with 2s in the paint. You know, they didn't have much of an inside game, and I don't know if we just were a little slow on some of our rotations, and, you know, and they overloaded the corners a little bit. I think we were ready. We just didn't handle it that well. But once we, you know, kind of got into the game a little bit, and we as coaches kind of got into our team a little bit, I think they were a little bit more serious about guarding. In that second and third quarter, I thought we really put the clamps down.
Talking Duck Hoops with Kelly Graves. Every time we talk, I like to focus on one player. Lexi Bando, I love watching her off the ball, how she moves, how she works to get open. And I came up with a little bit of a theory. She calls for the ball like a wide receiver who thinks she's open on every single play. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right on. She's Keyshawn Johnson. There you go. She's a shooter. She's a scorer, and there's no such thing as a bad shot with her. So, and she's got the mentality, and I think I've said it, you know, with you before. Seems like when she makes a 3-pointer, it counts like 4 or 5, because for whatever reason, her team gets just jacked up even more, because they know when she's on, we become a really dangerous team. And she doesn't need a lot of time. That's an area she's actually really gotten better. She used to need a little bit of time to shoot. She doesn't now. She's got the confidence. She's locked and loaded, man. But, you know, defensively she's getting better. She's had a great senior year, and I'm really happy for her. And you know what, Steve? She's left a legacy here that will not be forgotten. You know, this run right here is pretty special, and she was the senior on that team.
Oh, no question about it. When a local does great, you know, I think of Luke Jackson. She's gonna go down in those kinds of annals, I think. In a tournament like this, it's kind of hard for people to learn much about the opponent, but that Minnesota team last night, I mean, they just crushed Maryland, who's in the Sweet 16. They had only 3 double-digit losses all season, one of them to Ohio State. So handing them that kind of a defeat, I mean, that's just – I know I sound like I'm almost gushing, but I think people really need to know what kind of performance that was by your team.
Hey, they were a dangerous team. They came in really confident. They, coming out of the Big Ten, a really good conference, and they made it to the semifinals, lost to Ohio State by 1 point, 90-89 in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. And then with the win against Green Bay, I mean, Green Bay, in the first game here in Eugene, Green Bay was giving up 46 points a game. No team had scored 50 in like a month and a half against them. And they put 89 on them. So they came in with a ton of confidence, and I just think we were able to match them basket for basket early. And then, like I said, we, you know, adjusted defensively, and our kids just kind of locked in a little bit, and then off we went. Once we get going, I think we're a pretty good front-running team. When we get hot, it's not just one or two. I think everybody gets hot. And I agree, that was a good team that we put a licking on last night.
Oh, yeah, you guys are developing that thirst for the jugular. You know, that team I mentioned, all those guards, they're limited size-wise beyond, I think it's Brianna Fernstrom. It just seemed like from the get-go, Ruthie Hebert walked out there and said, I may have an advantage here. And from the opening tip, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 4 blocks. I mean, she was just a force from the get-go.
Oh, she was. They had no answer for her, and what makes us tough is if you double down and try and help off her, she's unselfish enough that she's going to kick the ball out, and then we might swing it to a next open shooter, and that gets us open 3 at a time. So, you know, she's just so important to us. And at the defensive end, my goodness, they had her for 4 blocks. I think they missed 2 or 3. It seemed like she had 7 or 8, but, she had a big, big game. I mean, we pumped her up, all day the day before, and then on game day that they had no answer for, and in the end they didn't. She went out with just a ton of confidence, and if we get that kind of production from her at both ends of the floor, we're going to be a pretty tough out for people.
We're talking Duck Hoops with Coach Graves. As for Sabrina, she kind of seemed like she was on a mission. She hit that 3, made a nice dish inside, and that 3 to end the half, that around the back lefty and 1. I mean, you know the numbers. Safe to say that even for her, she had the eye of the tiger last night.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, on a mission. Somebody I was talking with today, that's exactly the words I used. She does. She seems like she's on a mission. And, man, my goodness, it's incredible what she's doing. I mean, she's going to be a first-team All-American. I think that's going to be pretty close to a consensus. but she's solidifying it now. She's doing it in front of a national TV audience, and it's crazy. You know, the numbers she's putting up, you know, she only played 29 minutes each game. So it's not like she's playing her usual 35 to 38 minutes. She's getting good rest, and the whole team is. And I'm really glad about that. These two games, we didn't have to extend our players that much minute-wise. And this time of year, even that extra 5, 6, 8 minutes that you may not have to play, I think is big in the long run.
Oh, yeah. She scored a point a minute last night.
Yeah. You know what? I thought about keeping her. I'm not into the triple-double thing in terms of I don't know where they're at. I know we have the numbers up there on a board somewhere, but I can't see that high anyway. But my assistants will let me know, and there was a thought of maybe keeping her in to get back-to-back triple-double. I'm sure she would have gotten it. But I just, you know, that's not what she's about, and we don't need that. It's nice to get the other kids some experience.
Oh, no doubt about it. A couple final thoughts. A nice crowd for the opening games Friday, then last night with the Sweet 16 on the line, from the students to the band. I mean, you've experienced a lot of great ones, but how much of a kind of an electrifying scene was that last night at Matt Knight Arena?
Oh, Steve, I thought it was incredible. And the student support, I think we're getting over 1,000 students that picked up their tickets. And you know what that does? They were rewarded with a great show and a great weekend. But now these are fans that I think we're going to get back. So next year we could start with a higher baseline of patrons and just build on it. I think we're just the tip of the iceberg. But it was awesome. It was awesome. And it's got to make our team, I haven't talked to them about it, but it's got to make our players feel so good when they go out there and they see the energy in the building. And we rewarded them, I think, with just a really, really good show. With unselfish play, lots of assists, getting up and down the floor, solid defense, and just, I thought, a great weekend all the way around. Can't complain at all.
And finally, I don't think you're going to need to set your GPS to find Spokane. You know, when you think about the friendships, the relationships, now you're a 2 seed. What does it mean to you, your family, your program to get to continue this run at a venue that I got to believe is going to be very duck friendly?
Well, I hope so. There might be some that they're still mad that I left. They might boo me. I don't know. My guess is that we're going to get a lot of Duck fans because it's close enough for their travel. It's about a 7-hour drive, 6.5 if you drive like me and Mark Few. We've made that trip a lot over the years. But yeah, it's a great venue. I'm just glad that the team's there. I'm sure the ticket sales are going to be great. I'm already on about 3 or 4 radio shows lined up this week, locals that I used to deal with all the time there. I know my family's super excited. We loved our time there. 14 years, we built an amazing program, and I know the Zag fans will be appreciative of that. But it is like going home, no doubt. It's funny, though, that I'm actually going to be staying in a hotel. I don't know if I've ever really stayed in a hotel in downtown Spokane. So that'll be kind of different and odd.
Well, you had a house. That seems like a logical place to stay.
Exactly.
So in about an hour, we find out if it's going to be Ohio State or Central Michigan. But anyway, the Sweet 16 awaits again. Coach Graves, congratulations on taking care of business this past weekend. You all travel safe. Best of luck this weekend. And I'm really looking forward to our conversation next week.
All right. I hope we're both in good moods when we talk. Thank you,
all right,
Steve.
Always all right, a pleasure, buddy. Coach. Have a good one.